And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Joe Chaney talks about the trouble with the habit of winning.
Some people are in the habit of winning. I've been there. I was nearly 2 years older than my brother Jimmy, and I dominated him at play. We played hundreds of games of wiffle ball. He won only one of those games. We impersonated our favorite major league pitchers and batters. We used imaginary fielders and base runners. We both enjoyed the cooperation and the competition, but all the same, it was older brother against younger brother, and older brother virtually always won. I can still recall the details of my one loss. It was a close game, and in the bottom of the ninth, my pitching became erratic, and I walked in the winning run. Jimmy was ecstatic, but although I congratulated him, I resented the loss. I felt cheated. In other words, the habit of winning had corrupted me. This problem exhibited itself more clearly the one time when Jimmy played me to a draw in chess. It angered me that he kept moving his queen back and forth, forcing me to step my king this way and that without end. Rather than acknowledge the draw, I blamed him for refusing to change his move. In my wiffle ball loss, although I refrained from actually cheating, I cheated in my heart. In the chess game, my refusal to acknowledge that my brother and I were equal was a kind of cheating. I was bigger and stronger, and because I was older and because I almost always did win, I felt smarter and better. The inescapable and horrible implication is that I had come to see my brother as a loser. To lose to him even once was shameful. In society, we have winners who win all the time. Raised in a wealthy household, they are sent to the best schools, protected from bad influences, encouraged to be creative, rewarded for their independent thinking and individual initiative, and told in 100 ways how much they deserve to win in life. Their education and connections lead them to a satisfying and lucrative career. They inherit property. They gain access to power. Their life is one win after another. But the moral risk is that they will feel entitled to success and will come to accept their advantages as natural, as if they were by nature superior to the rest of us. This entitlement mentality of the rich is one of the greatest threats to American democracy. Not because their success is bad, but because their self-satisfied attitude can have the effect of dehumanizing the less successful. That attitude works its way through all of society, causing each of us to judge the people whose social status is lower than our own as natural losers who deserve an ugly fate. Such an attitude relieves us of our sense of responsibility, striking a potentially fatal blow to democracy. It causes us to think hierarchically in terms of our differences, supporting a feeling of entitlement relative to anyone whom we consider to be beneath us. In this way, we risk denying our fundamental equality as citizens and forgetting that in a democracy, it's precisely our feeling of being equal that makes us human. In that truly American context, when someone else is denied the law or denied opportunity, my own humanity is also diminished. As a nation, we are only as strong and as free as our weakest and least liberated compatriots. We win together, and apart we lose. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Joe Chaney.
Well, once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.